Welcome everyone, I'm Gianubi Folchi, Research Manager at Space Eurasia, and today I'm your host for this new episode of Geopolitical Report Podcast, a series of audio recordings and podcasts created by Space Eurasia. Today we want to discuss and analyze with you recent events in Dagestan, the coordinated attacks in Derbent and Makhachkala. Regarding the information that we know now, the offenders attacked police post, churches and synagogue in the Russian North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan. The results of these attacks are 20 people dead, most of them are police officers. Five gunmen were also killed. After the attacks, the Russian security forces started a counter-terrorism operation with the main purpose to eliminate the theft and guarantee security stability in the two cities. Makhachkala is the capital of Dagestan. It's important because also is a logistic hub, logistic center on the Caspian Sea, while Derbent is an historical site where many tourists from Russia but also from other countries every year visited the local places, the local monuments. What we know is that Dagestan is a republic of Russia located in the North Caucasus, as I told you before, on the Caspian Sea, and since it shares borders with Azerbaijan and Georgia in the south and west, with the Russian republics of Chechnya and Kalmykia in the west and the north, and with the Stavropol Krai in the northwest. Among 3.1 million people live in Dagestan, and these people belong to over 30 ethnic groups and 81 nationalities. Dagestan is located in a strategic position, as I told you before. The strategic position is linked also with the Moscow's strategies called the International North-South Transport Corridor, which should link St. Petersburg with India, thanks to the Caspian Sea ports of Makhachkala, linked with also Azerbaijan and Iran ports. Also, the country has become a touristic center, particularly after the Kremlin started in 2010 the strategy of the socio-economic development of the North Caucasus has created different resources in the region, particularly in Dagestan. Also, the port of Makhachkala, the Makhachkala Sea Trade Port, has increased its activities, has become a logistic hub, particularly because it's a port which can operate 24 hours per week, per day, every day, and also can operate for the entire year. It is different from the port of Astrakhan, which is closed or cannot operate fully operated during the winter times. The current situation of the Republic differs from the past. In the past, Dagestan was defined as the most dangerous and troublesome region in the North Caucasus because registered the different terrorist and violent attacks and the activities of the so-called Imara Kavkaz, the Caucasus Emirate, and other terrorist groups or militants were really high in the past. Currently, before these terrorist attacks, the Republic of the North Caucasus has registered an improvement in socio-economic conditions and also in security. Regarding the security and terrorism, we should tell you that just a few days before the terrorist attacks in Dagestan, on June 19, 2024, the National Anti-Terrorism Committee held a meeting in Dagestan to discuss the security situation and to discuss also with the local politicians, the local representatives, the measure to counter terrorism and to maintain stability and security, particularly because, as underlined by local figures, Dagestan has become a touristic hub, a touristic destination with 1.7 million tourists visiting the country in 2023, and a number of tourists probably increased in 2024. But just a few months before, on April 17, 2024, on the Telegram channel Kavkazik Repet, as we report on Special Russia, there were audio recordings recorded by the Mujahideen of the Ingush Jamaat, and these fighters exhorted or invited the people of the North Caucasus, the Muslims of the North Caucasus, to become part of the Vilayat Kavkaz, the Caucasus province of the Islamic State. As you remember, just 3 months before, a few months ago, on March 22, 2024, there was the terrorist attacks against the Krakow City Hall in Krasnogorsk in Moscow, which caused more than 130 casualties. It was terrorist attacks perpetrated by four Central Asians people, from citizens from Tajikistan, linked with Islamic State. And after the investigation, there were several arrests, and the Russian authorities discovered a network of connection between the perpetrators of the attacks and other people. And these terrorist attacks underline the fact that Russia is exposed to terrorism and jihadist propaganda, and the Russian security forces cannot control the entire territory of the country. Last year, on October 2023, there were an episode concerning the Makhachkala airport, where local people stormed the airport because there was an airplane coming from Israel with Israeli citizens. At the time, the people stormed the airport to attack the Israeli citizens because of the situation in the Palestine and Gaza Strip, linked with what was happening and is happening also now in the Middle East. I would like also to remind you that in September 2022, the social political organization Dagestanski Nationalny Center, so the Dagestan National Center, opened its Telegram account and stated that the main goal of this organization is to create an independent Dagestan and to fight against Russia in the country, but also the Russian army in Ukraine. At the same time, they created the Dagestanski Dobrovolchesky Batalyony Imeni Imam Shamilia, so the Dagestan Volunteer Battalion of Imam Shamil, which support the Ukrainian government in the fight against the Russian armed forces. So this battalion consists mainly of members of the Dagestani diaspora in Ukraine, but also has some connection inside the country. So after we describe the events and what happened and what we can say first of all that there is an inspiration by the Islamic State, because just a few hours, the day after the terrorist attacks, Al-Azim, which is the media branch of Islamic State in Wilayat Khorasan, released a statement in which they expressed the support of the so-called the Muslim Brothers in the Caucasus. But even though there is no direct an official claim by the Islamic State, we can say that looking at the target, the synagogue, the Orthodox churches, also the police, the police stations, the police post, looking also at the methodology of the coordinated attack, there is an inspiration by the Islamic State. The Islamic State, which has promoted propaganda, Jihadist propaganda against Russia, because Russia has a dialogue with the Taliban to maintain stability in Afghanistan and also to exploit the natural resources in the country. Also because Russia is involved in a Syrian civil conflict in the Middle East in support of Bashar al-Assad, and because also around 20% unofficially people in Russia are Muslims and they live in different area, and it is possible to exploit the Muslim home, the Muslim community in Russian Federation, to exploit their disappointment, particularly regarding some management of ethnic or religious groups, and to spread the jihadist propaganda. It has happened in the past during the 90s and during the first decade of the 21st century, when the jihadist propaganda of the local militancy reached the young generations and created a network of terrorist organization against the central authority. What is clear is that Russia is not immune from terrorism and jihadist propaganda, is vulnerable, and that now Kremlin, which is involved also in Ukraine and is involved also in the modernization of its military and security apparatus, should face another challenge. So thanks for your attention. See you to the next episode of Geopolitical Report Podcast. Bye-bye.